Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
This is the podcast where the dark and creepy things we don't talk about discover a voice. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
So imagine this. You're 8 years old, living in a quiet trailer house with your family, minding your own business, when one night, out of nowhere, you hear it. Laughter. Lots of it. Not just a chuckle here or there, but full-on conversations happening in the next room. You assume it's your parents having some late-night company over, maybe a few friends drop by. No big deal, right? But then you get up, wander into the living room, and the whole house is dead quiet. Nobody's there. Not a soul. Except the rocking chair. That thing's moving all on its own, like someone was just sitting in it. And the TV? It's just static. White noise, no channel, no signal. Creepy? You bet. But hey, maybe it's your imagination. You're just a kid, right? Except, it doesn't stop there. Whatever this is, whatever or whoever is messing with you, they're just getting started. And you? You're stuck in the middle of it, trying to figure out what's real, what's not, and why every time you try to sleep, the quiet becomes terrifying. Now, here's where it gets interesting, because we're not talking about just a one-off haunting here. No, this is something more persistent. Something that follows you, that grows with you. What starts with strange sounds and cold sweats in a trailer house leads to something much darker. Something that will make you question if you ever truly escaped. Here's the letter. And dear Tony, I guess I should start by saying this all began when I was around 8 or 9 years old. We were living in a trailer house at the time, nothing too fancy, just your typical rural setup. Now, I've always had a pretty active imagination, so a lot of weird things that happened, I usually shrugged off. You know, the way you tell yourself, it's just in your head, and go about your day. But this night was different. It wasn't something I could easily shake off. It was late, I was fast asleep, and then I heard it. People talking and laughing in our living room. My room was right next to it, so it wasn't hard to hear. At first, I thought my parents had some friends over, maybe a few neighbors dropping by for drinks or whatever. The voices weren't familiar, but I figured that's what it had to be. But as I lay there listening, something felt off. I couldn't make out what they were saying. It was just noise, laughter, and voices, but no actual words. Curiosity got the better of me, so I got up to check. I walked into the living room, and there was no one there. Nothing. The room was completely empty, but the noise, the laughter, it was still going on. The TV was on too, but not on any channel. Just that eerie white fuzz, static filling the room. And then I saw the rocking chair. It was moving, back and forth like someone had just been sitting there. Except there wasn't anyone. My heart was racing, and I did what any scared kid would do. I bolted back to my room, jumped under the covers, and didn't move a muscle until morning. I didn't tell anyone about it. Not right away. How do you even explain something like that without sounding crazy? I thought maybe I was just dreaming. But after that night, I couldn't sleep alone anymore. I asked my sister if we could share a room. I didn't tell her why. I just needed someone else there. I couldn't shake the feeling that something was watching. What made it worse was that my stepdad started accusing us of goofing off at night, jumping on the beds, giggling, making noise. Except it wasn't us. He'd barge into the room in the middle of the night, yelling that he could hear us playing around, but we were sound asleep. It didn't matter, though. We still got in trouble. But it wasn't us making the noise. Things got stranger when we moved. I was 12 when we moved to my stepdad's hometown, into this old house that I hated the minute I walked through the door. I don't know what it was, but something about that place just freaked me out. I begged my mom not to move us there, told her it didn't feel right, but she just thought I was upset about leaving my friends behind. So we moved in. It didn't take long for things to start happening in that house. It was subtle at first. Just little things that made me feel uneasy. The radio was the worst. No matter what I was listening to, no matter if it was a CD or a cassette, it would switch over to the radio, and it would always be country music. I hated country music. I'd ask, sometimes beg for it to stop. Sometimes it would, but other times the volume would just crank up louder, like someone was messing with me. It was like the house had its own agenda. But it wasn't until I had that dream that I knew something or someone was really there. I saw her, a girl. She had dark hair, maybe mid-length, and she looked like she was in her teens. She was just standing in my room like she was waiting for something. I didn't know her, but in my dream, she seemed so familiar. Then, without saying anything, she walked out of my room, down the stairs, and out the front door, running toward a car waiting at the end of the driveway. And then I woke up. Except I wasn't really waking up, was I? She was still there, standing right in front of me, just like in the dream. My heart felt like it stopped in my chest, and I couldn't move. I couldn't even scream. She looked at me for what felt like forever, then turned and left again, just like in the dream. That was when I finally snapped out of it. I was shaking so hard I could barely stand, but I ran to my mom and stepdad's room to tell them what happened. The next day, I mentioned it to my aunt, and that's when she told me about the girl. Turns out she used to live in that house years before we did. She was friends with my aunt when they were kids. One night, she snuck out, and she never came back. Died in a car accident. That was the girl I saw in my dream. The girl standing in my room. After that, it was like she was always there. My sister had her own experiences with her, especially in her room, which had once been the girl's room. Things would move on their own. Sometimes it was little stuff, like the blinds going up or the lights flickering. But then there were bigger things, like the fireplace. We had a wood-burning fireplace, and it hadn't been used in months because it was summer. But one day, out of nowhere, it just lit up. Nobody had touched it. The whole family saw it. I'd like to say it didn't freak us out, but by that point, we were used to the house's quirks. It didn't feel evil, just unsettled. We'd even joke that the girl was looking out for us, especially when we'd wake up on cold mornings to find the fire going strong, even though no one had been down to the basement to stoke it. But not everything in that house felt as benign. There was one night not long after I saw the girl when things took a turn for the darker. This one wasn't the girl. This time it felt like something else. I don't remember much of it, but my mom does. She told me what happened after. I had been asleep just like any other night when I started dreaming. In this dream, I was having a conversation with my uncle. Now my uncle had passed away, but in this dream, we were talking in Ojibwe, our native language. Here's the thing. I don't speak fluent Ojibwe. I know a few words here and there, but in the dream, I was speaking it perfectly, like it was the most natural thing in the world. I don't remember what we were talking about, but I know it was important. At least, it felt important. Then everything changed. And then the next thing I remember, I'm sitting on my mom's lap crying. She told me that she was on her way downstairs when she heard me talking in my sleep. which wasn't unusual for me. But when she came into my room, what she heard wasn't the usual sleep mumbling. She said I was speaking Ojibwe clearly, fluently. And that startled her because, well, I didn't know enough of the language to speak like that. She tried to wake me, but I wouldn't wake up. Instead, I started shaking, hard. She said it was like I was having some kind of seizure, but I don't remember any of that part. Then I sat straight up, looked her in the eyes, and told her that we had to leave the house immediately, that it wasn't safe anymore. But here's the part that really got to her. She said my eyes were completely black, and the voice that came out of my mouth wasn't mine. It was deeper, colder, and full of something she couldn't quite describe.
Nah.
I didn't know any of this until she told me later, and even now I get chills just thinking about it. We didn't move out after that, not right away anyway. But everything started to spiral after that night, not with the ghosts or the paranormal stuff. Those things stayed the same, more or less. It was my stepdad. He got worse. He started drinking more, becoming more violent. The house felt heavier, darker, like whatever had been lurking in the background had finally decided to come forward. I didn't stay long after that. Less than a year later, I moved out to get away from him. I couldn't take it anymore. But I always wondered if the house itself or whatever was in it had something to do with the change in him. It's hard to explain, but the shift was almost too sudden to be just coincidence. That wasn't the last of the strange experiences I had, but it was one of the darkest. Looking back, I wonder if that night, the one with the dream and the black eyes, was a warning. Maybe something darker had taken notice of us, and I just happened to be the one to deliver the message. I still don't know. So, Tony, here's where I'm left asking myself. What was really happening in that house? Were the spirits trying to help us, protect us from something darker? Or were they part of the problem all along? And if they were protecting us, what were they protecting us from? Sincerely, Jess. So what do you make of this? A house with a friendly ghost, a darker presence, and an environment that seemed to deteriorate not just spiritually, but emotionally for those living inside. It makes you wonder, was there really something sinister lurking beneath the surface, or was it the house itself slowly chipping away at the people living in it? There's this idea that homes, especially old ones, can absorb the emotions, energy, and experiences of those who live there. Maybe that's what was happening here. Maybe the house was a sponge for all the negative energy brewing within the family. The ghost of the girl? She might have just been a bystander, maybe even a friendly one, at first. But what if something else, a darker presence, was feeding off the tension and fear in the household? What if the anger, the violence, the sadness that Jess's stepdad brought into the home was like fuel to a fire that was already burning, just waiting for an opportunity to grow? You have to wonder if that dream, where Jess was speaking fluent Ojibwe, was more than just a dream. Could it have been her uncle trying to warn her, trying to tell her that something wasn't right? And then, the moment when her mom saw her eyes go black and heard that deep, unfamiliar voice, was that really Jess speaking, or had something else taken over? It's the kind of thing that gives you chills just thinking about it. Now, when you start talking about black eyes and different voices, you can't help but bring up the possibility of possession. Was Jess in that moment channeling something darker that had attached itself to the house or her family? We've heard countless stories of spirits or even demons using people as vessels to communicate, or worse, to manifest their presence more strongly. But why Jess? And why that night? And what about the spirit that looked out for Jess and her sister keeping the fire going when it should have gone out? That's a whole other layer to this story. On one hand, it seems like there's something or someone trying to help. But on the other, we've got this dark, oppressive force that feels like it's ready to tear the family apart from the inside. Maybe it's a battle between two forces, both tied to the house, both influencing the people living there in different ways, and then there's the change in Jess's stepdad. Alcoholism and violence are real-world issues, but could his behavior have been exacerbated by something darker in that house? We've heard stories of haunted locations where individuals, particularly those prone to anger or addiction, become more volatile over time. It's as if the spirits, or whatever's there, feed off that negativity and make it worse, pulling people deeper into their own darkness. Maybe that's what happened to him. The truth is, we'll never really know for sure what was going on in that house. Was it just a combination of family stress, bad luck, and overactive imaginations? Or was there something more to it? Something darker, waiting in the shadows, manipulating emotions and events, pushing the family to the edge? Whatever it was, it's clear that Jess's decision to leave the house wasn't just about getting away from a difficult family situation. It might have been about escaping something much more insidious, something that was slowly chipping away at everyone who lived there. And maybe, just maybe, that protective spirit, the girl in the house, was doing her best to keep Jess and her sister safe from the darkness lurking beneath the surface. So here's the question I'm left with. If you were living in a house like that with strange dreams, protective spirits, and a darker presence lurking just out of sight, would you stay? Or would you get out before it was too late?
Want more ghost stories of the paranormal? Press subscribe now wherever you get podcasts. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day, all year long. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler, ColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.